Listen, you know, I heard the last presentation about things. One of the things that I do serve on, and I just want to run this by you, you know, I'm on the Supreme Court Committee for Disciplinary Rules, and this is my second year, and we work really hard. We meet every single month. And so we're trying to really modernize all your disciplinary rules and make them more normal and not all this crazy stuff about having to send in 5 applications every time you want to say, hello, I'm a lawyer, and that sort of thing. But one of the things that we ran into, which I thought was really interesting that I want to discuss with you, in about 40 states or so, lawyers can practice under trade names. Now, you know, you could, and it's actually, I think, very helpful to the lawyer. You know, if you're saying we're the North Dallas real estate lawyers, or we're family lawyers of Lufkin, or something like that, or construction lawyers in North Austin. I don't find anything wrong with that, but we send out a poll to the lawyers, and they were just what we got back. And it might be just, you know, those people who hated it, but it was overwhelming. No, you can't do that. Next thing you know, there'll be Taco Shack lawyers and things like that. And I said, well, that's fine. If you want to go to Taco Shack lawyer, that's, you know what you're getting. You know, but how do you all feel? Just a poll. I know you are, you know, very distinguished lawyers and bankers. Would it offend you if somebody said, I'd like to open up so people know what I am? You know, when you go to a restaurant, it says restaurant outside rather than, you know, Jones and Floyd. Well, what do they do? Well, we're a restaurant. We can't tell you that. We have to say we're Jones and Floyd. Does it bother anybody if they wanted to operate in their town as, you know, Cedar Park real estate lawyers? Would that bother you? I mean, show of hands, how many people are just absolutely against trade names of any type? So that shows me that there are things. I know there are some that are going to, and that's fine. And you have your right to that opinion, but it just doesn't bother me. And it's probably, you know, against the First Amendment to say you can't run an honest business saying I'm a restaurant. No, you have to have your name in the title of the restaurant. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with, and we're really trying to modernize this. This is a really, I was one of the 3 authors who wrote the article on this, because what's happening in the, we are seeing a lot of things happening in our profession, as you might imagine. Now, those of you who are older of my vintage know that when we got out of law school, there were a lot of jobs. We could be an assistant county attorney or assistant district attorney, or, you know, work for the AG's office. We got our experience. You know, I went to work as a prosecutor, got a lot of trials under my belt right away. Well, those things are disappearing. Plus, you know, remember the day when we used to invest in education as a society? Do you know the average debt coming out of law school is $100,000? It's the average debt coming out of law school. $100,000, that's like starting that marathon, but you get to start 10 miles behind everyone else. So we didn't have these huge debts coming out of law school. I had the GI Bill and things like that. So we have a lot of lawyers that are really stressed out. They've got these enormous debts, and they're facing a lot more depression than we did. So let's talk about this generally. Okay. Like I said, whenever you hear about these things, you're thinking, oh God, I'm going to have to listen to one of these touchy-feely things about, you know, making yourself feel better. Well, that's really not it. I'm a lawyer just like you. I'm not going to tell you my story of recovery, because I have been blessed not to need a recovery so far. Don't ask my wife. But, you know, I'm a lawyer just like you, and I see what's going around here, and you see what's happening in our profession, and we are besought with a lot of problems. Now, one of the things that the ABA says that we're facing a tsunami, and that's an overused word, an overused metaphor, it's going to be retiring lawyers. There's going to be 50,000 lawyers who will make no attempt at preparing their practice for closure. They're just going to one day walk in and put the keys on the desk and say, we're out of here. Don't do that to your families, friends, others. You know what? You are not going to live forever. Maybe you, okay. But not all of us will live forever. We always have to have some sort of plan to shut it down someday. And it's a lot better if you plan for that than leave your friends. Now, I love Brian, are you still here? Brian Ryder, we just spoke. He is one of my heroes, because he participated with me in helping a lawyer close down his practice when he became too disabled, and really did a brunt of the work. And so I've already done that 3 times, been part of a team that's helped a lawyer close down when, you know, he hadn't made any plans to close down, and all of a sudden one day he just couldn't practice anymore. When we got a call from the secretary saying he can't get out of his car, and he's asking me to come help him, you know, that's enough. You're not able to practice law anymore. So we have some issues. Here, a recent article noted that attorneys have the highest rate of depression of any occupational group in the United States. Look at this. High levels of substance abuse. We have positive scores for problematic drinking. When you're only asking about the amount and frequency, and there's a little scale, and I think it's a little light because if you have 2 glasses of wine a day, you're a problematic drinker. Sorry. It says, but look, at 36.4% of lawyers, that's according to the Betty Ford scale, if you've taken at least 2 drinks or more a day, you could qualify as a problematic drinker. But it says 36.4% of lawyers versus 15% of physicians, which tells us physicians lie. We have unusual levels of stress. We have major relationship issues and declining health. Now, when I say physicians lie, they really do, and they do it for the reason because if they're allowed, if you talk to a counselor can actually report on a physician when that physician has just gone for help in some states. That's happened in California where this woman said, I've gone through a terrible divorce. I think I'm drinking too much. I went to talk to the counselor. Next thing she knows, the medical board was coming to talk to her. I talked to a counselor, and he reported me to the medical board. And so they just, lie regularly. Well, but that's part of our country now. Anyway, so major relationships. Only half of lawyers report being satisfied or very satisfied with their work. I don't think anybody has any surprise about that. So here is I have some hopefully entertaining clips that we're going to show you here today.